This podcast is a proud member of the Lamb Podcasting Network. Find the network at largeassmovieblogs.com.
Welcome to the Really Awful Movies podcast, a celebration of low-budget cinema.
Is another apocalyptical prediction about to come true? Winds of death will sweep across the world, and whole continents will be cast adrift in an ocean of blood.
Hi, I'm Chris, and along with Jeff, we're bringing you the very best and worst of horror, sci-fi, action, exploitation, kung fu, and women in prison movies from the 1970s to today. Be sure and check out reallyawfulmovies.com for reviews, interviews, lists, and terrific movie giveaways. From our downtown Toronto headquarters, here's episode 9, Curtains. So, Curtains, what we have is a movie about six actresses auditioning for the role of Audra.
It's a movie about a movie.
It is. Another movie about a movie.
It's a movie about a movie.
And instead of going to the office of the casting director or the director, doing a read-through, you know, stuff you typically associate with your average movie, no, they go through a winding course of back roads through Ontario rural countryside, uh-huh. And they go to this Orson Welles-esque Svengali director's mansion, and they all meet there to do their read-through.
Yeah, and the director, his name is wonderful name, Jonathan Stryker.
Stryker, good old airplane.
Exactly, and Stryker's played by the really incredible character actor, Canadian character actor, from Saskatoon, I believe.
Oh, well, there you go.
John Vernon, who has been in movies as diverse as Dirty Harry, Animal House, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, Diablo Josie Wales. Vernon, he's got this wonderful basso profundo voice. You know, really, as you said,
I just wanted to say basso profundo.
It's very profundo.
So we got these actresses, and it's a little bit like Agatha Christie's Ten Little Indians. Each one of these actresses is individually picked off one by one.
Okay, but before we get to that, I mean, first of all, okay, you say Ten Little Indians, however, there's only six, so it's... So instead of Ten Little Indians, it's six little actresses, right? But, I mean, I think we got to talk about Samantha Sherwood. Mm-hmm. Samantha Sherwood, played by Samantha Egger, who...
That made it easy. Just call her Samantha if she'd respond.
There you go. Samantha Egger, who was also in Cronenberg's The Brood, plays Samantha Sherwood again, and Audra was meant to be her role. And to prepare for the role, she had herself, I mean, method acting at its finest. I mean, how can you get any more into a role? She had herself, her and Stryker, had herself voluntarily committed into the asylum.
Yeah,
so that she could prepare for the role of Audra, who I guess is this sort of unhinged lunatic woman.
Yeah.
And
so she committed to the role and...
And was committed. And Stryker, being the jackass that he is, let her rot. So he lets her rot in the sanitarium.
And I guess decides to replace her with other actresses. She's left in the straitjacket.
She's in dire straits in the straitjacket.
I guess we should say each of these actresses is a different type of actress.
You have your comedian, you have your sort of European...
Your ingenue, your athletic one.
Yeah, you have...
It was played by Leslie Donaldson.
Leslie Donaldson, who we had the pleasure of meeting her. Mm-hmm. It was a couple months ago. There was a convention here in Toronto called Horrorama.
The inaugural
Horrorama.
Horror-only festival.
Exactly. It was put on by our good friend Lewis from Suspect Video. And two of the actresses from Curtains were there as guests. Lynn Griffin, who's also was the bag lady, the woman who got asphyxiated by the bag in Black Christmas. And Leslie Donaldson, who's been in...
She likes to be known as the bag lady.
Indeed.
And she'll pose with fans with the bag.
She brought her own bag to the convention to pose with
the BYOB.
Yeah, and there was a lot of great guests. I mean, there was Tom Savini, Barbara Magnolfi from Suspiria, mm-hmm. Barbie Wilde, who played the female Cenobite in Hellraiser 2.
Yeah, we can't wait for year 2.
Oh, man. I mean, we had a great time, and we cannot wait for Horrorama 2. Mm-hmm. Getting back to Curtains. So we have these number of actresses, and Samantha somehow gets herself out of the sanitarium. I'm not quite sure how. I can't recall. But he also shows up at the house.
Yeah, that made things awkward.
That did make things awkward, yeah.
And how could you not feel, you know, ill-prepared when someone's gone through all the trouble of committing themselves?
Yeah. But. And Stryker has a very sort of, I would say, unorthodox method of auditioning his actresses.
Yeah, instead of a casting couch, he had a casting bed.
Casting jacuzzi, yeah. Which kind of, I mean, you know, we have Vernon, we got Donaldson, we've got Lynn Griffin, and we've got another great Canadian actress who a lot of you might recognize from reality TV, Shannon Tweed.
Yes.
Otherwise known as Mrs. Jean Simmons.
Mrs. Jean Simmons, she wasn't exactly given top billing because only the top half
was given billing. Well, not good. I mean, Shannon Tweed played a pair of stunt tits in the movie.
Fine job she did.
Yes, indeed. One of the better performances in the movie. No, they were good performances.
Yeah.
So a couple of really notable things about this movie. One of the things that's really interesting is the... there's a couple of really iconic items in the film. I mean...
This is a Canadian film through and through.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, this was an example of a tax shelter production. And for those who aren't aware, I mean, in the 1970s, the Canadian government, in an effort to bring more production sort of, you know, north of the border, they introduced what was called the capital cost allowance and it mandated that any film that had a Canadian producer, two-thirds Canadian crew and talent, and 75% production performed in Canada could defer paying any and all taxes until the film was deemed profitable. What ended up happening is that the genres that benefited most from this were horror and exploitation.
Yeah, the ones most likely to turn a profit.
Exactly. So we have some amazing films coming out of this period, like The Changeling, My Bloody Valentine, Prom Night, Rituals, a lot of the early Cronenberg movies.
Yeah, Black Christmas, as we mentioned earlier.
Black Christmas, yeah, indeed. And this lasted until about 1982 when they reduced the 100%... capital cost allowance of 50%, but it was a pretty fruitful period for Canadian horror. Some really excellent movies that came out.
And speaking of Canadiana, there's an incredible kill in this film.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best we've ever seen.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
And one of the characters, played by Leslie Donaldson, playing...
Christy.
Christy
the
skater. She's the athletic one, and she has skates with her. And she's, you know... figure skating out in this frozen
backyard. She decides to go out one morning, practice a few saltos, some double lutzes, you know, some pirouettes, exercise her inner
Scott Hamilton or Katarina Vitt. And that's Vitt, the extent of our figure skating knowledge right there.
Kurt Browning, Elvis Stoico.
Yeah.
She goes out on the ice, and another interesting fact, I mean, Leslie Donaldson trained really hard at the local rink for this particular scene.
To
learn figure skating moves. And what ended up happening is that when she got out on the actual frozen pond in Muskoka, she didn't account for the,
bumps in the ice, yeah.
And she injured herself. She hurt herself. So luckily they had a skate double.
Yeah. Had a boob double and a skate double.
Who actually did the skating for Leslie Donaldson. And if you watch... Curtains has been re-released on Blu-ray. Synapse has put out an incredible transfer. I mean, when I first saw Curtains, it was on like a third-generation bootleg. It was muddy. It was sort of impenetrable to watch. Watching this Blu-ray release was a revelation. And one thing I did notice is that in that scene, Donaldson has a bit of a scar on her chin, a bit of a wound. Yeah,
from where she fell. And we should say she's set upon by this masked killer who's on skates as well, mm-hmm. and wielding a sickle. It's kind of like the old USSR flag. And she is wearing an old crone mask, mm-hmm. which is one mm-hmm. of the creepiest masks we've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
It's up there with your Town that Dreaded Sundown, your Jasons, your what have you. It's an incredibly weird, like, old lady crone witch mask.
It's creepy as can be.
And there's something about someone skating strides, like an old lady skating. It's just, it's unsettling and weird and surrealistic, Argento-esque.
There's something about the film that did sort of remind me of Suspiria. It was Suspiria-esque. I mean, you have the house, there was some of the lighting they used, there was mm-hmm. something very... And yeah, I mean, the way they sort of film that scene, the slow motion and everything... It was very Argento-esque. It was, and what about the doll?
Yeah, one of the better dolls we've seen in film.
Yes, I mean dolls. You know, I mean it's
done to death.
Done to death. normally not a big fan of the creepy doll, but this is the creepy doll to end all creepy dolls. I mean, this doll is...
It would rival anything recalled from China that a child might choke on. This is like, this is a genuinely scary doll. And it appears, I guess, as you said, a harbinger of doom. It's foreshadowing. I guess we should point out, we were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
But, anyone who encountered this doll, whether it be in a bathroom or a bedroom or on the road, likely place you'd see a doll. It meets with something unforeseen.
Untoward, I would say,
I guess, and one of the actresses as well, the comedic actress, we should mention, Lynn Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
She's, pulled from the ranks of stand-up comedy. So she's your sort of Sarah Silverman-esque comedic actress, your Tina Fey.
Mm-hmm.
She actually wrote her own comedy material, and little-known fact that... where they filmed this was where Jim Carrey got his start. Mm-hmm. It's a club.
Local comedy club.
A Toronto comedy club, laughably referred to as, it's called Yuck Yucks. in comedy circles, the joke is, when you're playing a shitty club, it's the Chuckle Hut, Peoria, Illinois or something. But anyway, and she, to her credit, I don't want to say this is like Louis C.K. in his prime, but
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
Better than a lot of actresses could do. So that was pretty cool.
Yep. For those of you that haven't heard of Curtains or seen Curtains, we should give it one, go by our patented 5-star rating system.
Chris. 1 being a must miss, 5 being a must see.
Mm-hmm.
This is definitely, as far as Canadian horror goes, it's this, Black Christmas, this, Cannibal Girls, it's The Brood.
Prom Night,
any of these, iconic Canadiana, it has to be 4-star.
Just the skating scene alone makes it worth 4 stars. Scene was hilariously
you couldn't describe it. It's just too weird.
Too weird. And what did you learn from Curtains, Chris?
I learned that some of these women needed a better agent.
Oh, yeah.
You shouldn't have to go on a weekend retreat to audition for some shitty movie. Compounded by the fact that you're individually being murdered by some by some psychopath in this house in remote Ontario wilderness. So, that's definitely something to look into.
I learned that Shannon Tweed has a nice pair of headlights.
indeed.
You know, she always
We didn't know it was Shannon Tweed at the time. In retrospect, we can look back and say, those were mighty fun.
Bastard asshole, Gene Simmons.
Lucky prick.
The other thing I've learned too is, guys, dolls, just stay away from dolls.
From crypts. Stay away from...
Stay from dusty tomes. Stay away from cobweb-infested attacks. And especially if you find a doll in a cobweb-infested attic, just run as far as you can.
Stay away from
you.
Abandoned barns. Yeah, there's lots of things you should stay away from.
But, if you see a doll in the middle of the road, just keep running over the damn thing. Yeah. Don't stop and get out, what I mean?
It's not any niece's Christmas present. Don't stop and get out. Just keep moving.
Yeah. And, exactly. Definitely... And don't get yourself... voluntarily committed to a sanitarium for the purpose of
removing. Don't sign any waivers. Make sure there's someone to spring you from the joint.
Yeah, don't trust some Orson Welles pompous jacks of a director. He's going to let you rot in there for about 6 or 7 years while he recasts this film with a bunch of nubile young actresses.
Yeah, because when you're in an asylum, it's really hard to convince them you're not crazy.
Easy to get in, not too hard. Very hard to get out.
Very hard to get out. Indeed. Anyway, for more, check out our site, www.reallyawfulmovies.com, and we'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.